This is Marlena Midnight and Robin Graves from Midnight Mausoleum, and you're listening to Slugcast.
All right, so it's not another new episode, but it is another review of an event that I recently attended. Last weekend, I went and checked out an event called It Came From the Drive-In, Horror on the Boulevard. This was put on by somebody I actually met at Crypticon Kansas City. And I'm going to tell you all about the fun events that took place at this event. What's weird was I actually heard about this from my friend Tom Berdinsky, the director of the Italian zombie movies 1 and 2 and the Giant Rubber Monster movie, because he was going to be a guest there, like one of the celebrity guests. So, by the way, along with the Midnight Mausoleum girls. So, he told me about it, and he asked me, he's like, hey, are you going to be at this? And I immediately sent him back a message, hell yeah, of course I'm going to be there. This sounds awesome. So, I waited and waited and everything, and then Crypticon comes around, and then I actually met Timothy Sweeten there, the guy who's putting it on. He had his booth, it was, you know, promoting this Horror on the Boulevard. Now, I was already excited because Tom Berdinsky and the Midnight Mausoleum girls were going to be there, but then I started looking into more of what was actually going to be going on there. I really didn't have that much information when Tom had told me about it, so getting to talk to Timothy really, really helped. Definitely like planted the seed of, I can't wait for this to happen, that kind of thing. Basically what Horror on the Boulevard was Timothy, and he, by the way, I got some audio interviews, including one with Timothy, where he explains how he got started doing this. But basically what it was is Timothy got the rights to show some classic horror movies on a drive-in, on this really, really historic drive-in in Kansas City, Kansas, called the Boulevard Drive-In. I highly recommend this place. It is awesome. It's got a ton of history. It is the first drive-in to go digital. Okay? So that's a big thing. All right? Drive-ins are dying out, sadly. But this drive-in is actually going digital right now. So that's pretty cool. Well, anyway, they didn't really have anything planned for the Halloween season. So he decided, hey, let's show these three movies. And then it just kind of evolved from there, apparently. He started booking celebrity guests, including Ari Lehman, who played Jason in the first Friday the 13th movie. I can't remember his name. But anyway, he talks more about that, and I'll include, you know, some more information later on. I'm a little hazy on some of the other people that showed up. But Tom Berdinsky was there. Midnight Mausoleum was there. And then he also added on a whole bunch of vendor booths, which was really cool because a lot of them I had actually already met at Crypticon. So I already knew a lot of the people there. Plus some friends of mine, you know, just that I've known for years were there. And just running into people that I know from all over the place. One little surprise that popped up was Noah Whitmore from Evil Dead the Musical, which I just, you know, reviewed not too long ago. He actually came from a performance of Evil Dead the Musical to Horror on the Boulevard right after and, you know, hung out for a little while. So, but anyway, it just, I guess this event just kind of evolved from like, let's just show a few movies to let's make this a big thing. And he had bands playing there. Ari Lehman's band, First Jason, played. A band called The Haunted Creepies played, and they were really fun. Just a ton of really, really cool things going on. He even had some contests. He had costume contests, horror-themed tattoo contests, which I entered and lost. But after I saw the guy who won, it was totally understandable. This guy had an amazing half sleeve of all the classic Universal monsters, so Dracula, Frankenstein, Wolfman, just awesome, really cool tattoo. But yeah, I mean, I really, really enjoyed this event. The cool thing about it was it brought back a time where going to the drive-in was a big thing. You know, you loaded up the car full of people, you drove out, you watched two movies, in this case, three movies, on the drive-in, you paid one price, you got in. The cool part about that was, like I just said, you load up the car and you pay one price. This was not, you know, $10-$15 per person. It was $20 for the entire carload. That is awesome to me. That is, in my opinion, one of the best ways to get people to come to something. Is say, yeah, however many people you can cram into your car, they all get in for $20. You're gonna fill up your event. And he did. And I applaud Timothy Sweeten for this. This, you know, from my perspective, just being somebody who attended this thing, went off without a hitch. I never heard a single complaint from anybody there the entire night. So, that was awesome. You know, Timothy Sweeten, my hat is off to you. You did a great job at this, and I am definitely looking forward to attending next year. So, look forward to that. Next year, 2012, there will be a Horror on the Boulevard Part 2 review, and even some more event coverage. I'm saying it now, I will go and I will record live interviews and everything from the show. I won't be doing a live episode from the show, but I will record at least interviews. That is unless Timothy wants me to actually set up a booth there. So, but yeah, just really fun event. I haven't even mentioned what movies he showed. Oh my God. So good. He showed both nights, Friday the 13th, the original Friday the 13th from 1980, the original Nightmare on Elm Street, and Army of Darkness. Those are three of the greatest horror movies ever made, if you ask me. Just two classic slashers and just a balls-out, fun, slapstick horror comedy. Just amazing. So, but anyway, you guys have heard me ramble on long enough. Let's go ahead and play some of the interviews and bumpers and all kinds of fun crap that I got from Horror on the Boulevard. I'm going to start this off with the interview I did with Timothy Sweeten and let him kind of explain everything in his own words.
All right, I am here with Tim Sweeten from Horror on the Boulevard. And why don't you go ahead and tell us how you got started doing this whole thing?
Well, back June or July, midsummer, early summer, I emailed Brian Neal, one of the owners here at the Boulevard Drive-In, and I just kind of asked him, you know, when they were going to show some horror movies down here again, because they'd done it a few years ago. They showed Zombie down here.
Oh, yeah?
And Brian's like, oh, well, I don't know if we're going to do that this year. It didn't do very well. I said, well, you know, probably because you didn't have a promoter involved and you didn't have it set up right. And so I just said, you know, if you guys want my help, and I'll come in as a promoter, and I guarantee we can get a really good event going on down here. And it just kind of snowballed from there. And you know, it was originally just going to be, you know, us showing a few horror movies, and then I got the girls from Midnight Mausoleum to agree to come out and be a special guest, and then we got, you know, another guest, and then a vendor here and a vendor there, and the more people we got, the more people that wanted to be involved, and I had, you know, people contacting me, and I was contacting, and it, like I said, it just blew up from there and just snowballed, so it just kind of took on, you know, kind of like a Frankenstein monster took on a life of its own, you know. So,
well, I gotta say, you know, I'm loving it personally,
good.
I actually heard about it from Sasquatch,
right,
Tom Brudensky, friend of mine, and he actually let me know like right after he got added, and told me about it. And then after that, I just started seeing flyers and stuff popping up everywhere.
Sure.
So
yeah, we had a lot of promo towards the end here with the radio stations and the pitch and even the ink. KC Star and tons of radio stations, and even the TV stations that show Midnight Mausoleum helped us out a lot. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, we had a good time with that.
So this year you're showing three movies.
Three movies.
You're showing Nightmare on Elm Street.
Correct.
Friday the 13th.
Yes.
And Army of Darkness.
All
right, and was there any specific reason you picked those three movies, or?
Well, we did a thing on Facebook earlier in the year where we had people vote on what movies we were going to show. And those were three of our top, you know, 10, 20 movies that people had voted on. And what we did is we took those movies and we turned them into our movie broker. We turned them into our movie broker, John Shipp, who then turned around and went and saw what movies that we turned in he could get for this weekend. And slowly over time, he just was able to nail down this movie here and that movie there. And it just kind of came together for us. You know what I mean? It's
three great ones. So, right. Three of my favorites.
I'm running the interview here.
Yeah, that's
all right. Yeah, I mean, it worked out to our favor because we got three great movies. You know what I mean? And on top of it, Ari Lehman just, you know, I booked him at the last minute because when we got Friday the 13th confirmed, Blake from Midnight Mausoleum was like, hey, you should get Ari Lehman, the original Jason, to come and, you know, be a part of the event, you know, because you're showing the movie he was in. So I got a hold of Ari online and sent him a few emails, and after we talked a few days, he was like down for it. He just had to rearrange a few things, and I had to get him a hotel room, and he came down, and he's like, can I have my band play? And I'm like, sure, your band can play. You know, we got some bands playing already, so why not? And it just all kind of came together, man. It just worked out. And, you know, we just got lucky and got three classic great movies, you know. You can't go wrong with that lineup, you know.
Exactly.
Even if we didn't have any vendors or stars here, we had classic lineups, so yeah. You know,
and plus, I mean, you can't go wrong with the driving experience.
No, you can't.
It's sadly,
you know, a lot of kids have never been, and a lot of people here, especially in Johnson County, don't know about it, don't know that it's in their backyard, that right over here in KCK there's the Boulevard Drive-In. People know about the I-70 Drive-In. Yeah. They know about everything over there in Missouri, but they don't know right here, just off Merriam Lane, the Boulevard Drive-In, you know? And it's cleaner and nicer than any drive-in in town.
Yeah.
And we have...
It seems very family-friendly.
We were the first drive-in to do digital sound in the world. And hopefully in the next year or two, we're going to go with digital projectors, and we'll be able to do all kinds of different events down here and stuff. And we're really looking at the future as being a really positive, cool thing. Obviously, Horror on the Boulevard is going to become an annual event because it's been such a success. But we got other things in the works that we're mulling around, and we're really wanting to bring the Boulevard drive-in experience to a new realm. You know, maybe have some concerts and do some bike rallies and stuff down here, and just bunch of different ideas that we're working on, you know, so...
Kind of expose a whole new generation to
the drive-in. Yeah, get a new, you know, because, I mean, like I said, a lot of kids have never been to the drive-in. They don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
What do you mean, a drive-in? What, you drive... I don't get it. What, you drive your car into what, you know?
You park and watch a movie.
Well, I don't... Yeah, I mean, a lot of people just can't grasp that concept, you know? I mean, I'm 40 years old. I grew up in the 70s going to see Star Wars at the drive-in. You know, I saw Star Wars at the Olathe Twin when I was...
I had E.T. 8 years. For myself.
Yeah, E.T., you know, and I've seen all that stuff. But, you know, I mean, I remember my parents taking us, you know, and they'd let us stay up and watch the two first movies, and then they'd show a dirty movie late at night, and they'd make us get in the back. You know, you kids go to sleep, you know.
But you always pop your head over to sleep.
Yeah, of course. You know.
Watch.
Of course. So,
there's boobs in this one.
Yeah, there's boobies. Yeah, but, you know, and that was kind of what tonight was about. Usually down here at the Boulevard, they do a double feature. But for this weekend, we did the classic triple feature, which that's what I like. It's old school. It's like the old times, you know. We're taking it back, you know. Yeah. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, we've had a lot of fun with this. Everybody's had nothing but positive feedback. Yeah. And that's the main thing, you know. So.
Cool. Well, thank you very much. And I'm looking forward to checking out the rest of the movies for the rest of the night.
I appreciate you coming out, man.
No problem.
I really do.
All right.
Thanks, Brian.
So there you have it. In his own words, Timothy Sweeten, the founder of Horror on the Boulevard. Everybody, like I said, this was a great event. Everybody needs to check this out. Just, you know, definitely support your local drive-in theater. It's like we talked about in the interview, they're going away. And it's seriously a piece of history that needs to be preserved. And the best way to do that is by just going. They're not going to shut down if people show up. So everybody needs to go check out Boulevard Drive-In. It's boulevarddrivein.com, and you can see any upcoming events that they're going to have going on there. So, and, you know, like I always say, the link will be in the show notes, so go check that out. But yeah, another thing that went on while I was there was I got to hang out with good friend of the show, film auteur Tom Berdinsky. Now, he was in character for the Horror on the Boulevard. He was dressed as his character Sasquatch, which is the mascot of the Italian zombie movies and star of the Giant Rubber Monster movie. So let's go ahead and hear from Tom Berdinsky.
All right, we are here at Horror on the Boulevard in Kansas City, Kansas, and I'm here with the great Tom Berdinsky, also known as Sasquatch, the director of the Italian zombie movies, parts 1 and 2.
The great. The,
yeah. And okay. we'll go into that a little bit later, Ron. So he's also the director of the Giant Rubber Monster movie and...
Something new. Something new coming out. Yeah. I'll give you a little scoop on that.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about your film background, if you will. What got you started?
My adventures in filmmaking. Yeah. Yeah. So I've actually been making movies since I was 8 years old, so this is nothing new to me. But finally, about 5-6 years ago, I got the gumption to actually make my first low-budget independent feature called The Italian Zombie Movie, an homage to and a movie that kind of pokes a little fun at European horror movies from the 80s. We launched it in my hometown of Muskegon. We had a great big turnout for that, sold out and all that kind of fun stuff. Went to Troma Dance after that. And then all of a sudden, I discovered horror conventions and horror festivals. Honestly, I didn't even know they were out there. I was
kind of,
you know,
I found them too.
Yeah,
so.
kind of out of touch, you know. And oh my gosh, we hit those cons, we hit the conventions and festivals. We've been all over the country. This is probably my 30th convention now, showing these movies and, you know, having them out for sale and everything else. And it's been a fun ride. It's been a blast. Met great fans. We've sold thousands of them. Totally independent. We do it all ourselves, our own distribution and everything. And find us. We're on Facebook, The Italian Zombie Movie, and The Giant Rubber Monster Movie on Facebook, and there's our website, too. But
The link will be in the show notes, everybody, so don't worry about that.
Hey, thanks.
So, not a problem. And so how did you get involved with Horror on the Boulevard?
Ah, that's an interesting one. Well, maybe we should go back a little bit. How did I first get involved with Marlena Midnight and Robin Graves of Midnight Mausoleum? Because that's how I actually got involved in this thing. One of the conventions I went to was Horror Hound. I think it was 2010 where we met. Yep, it was in spring, I believe, 2010. Mm-hmm. And it was a big horror host reunion there. And, you know, the only horror host I knew was like Elvira. That's all I ever knew. But they kind of put us back there. I was just selling my movies there for the first time at a Horror Hound. And right around the corner from me was Marlena and Blake and Robin. And I just went over and talked to them. And it was like we clicked immediately. Same sense of humor. You know, a couple months later, they actually showed my Italian zombie movies on their TV show over the summer. Great times. I've worked on them with a bunch of projects since then. Well, anyway, the promoter of this festival here basically got in touch with them and said, hey, you know, would you guys like to come down? And he happened to see some of their episodes and saw me on a couple of them and said, who's this guy? Who's this weirdo? Dresses like some kind of Bigfoot with a Napoleon Dynamite wig. And yeah, I do dress like that when I play.
He's currently dressed like that right now.
I'm dressed like that now. I'm the Italian zombie movie mascot, Sasquatch, and I'm also in the Giant Rubber Monster movie. But anyway, so
it's
he...
pretty epic battle, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll get into that maybe later.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so he invited me to be a part of this thing, and we all came down. We're having a great time. The turnout is amazing.
Yeah.
Drive-in theater. I was thinking, you know, I don't know, will they get 50 people there? How many hundreds of people we got? You think 500?
I'd say probably close to that, yeah.
It's got
to
be. I mean, you figure all these carloads and stuff, and they're buying movies, and they're interested. This is fantastic. This is really how you want to see these conventions.
That's how it should be done.
People are into it. And
it's just very grassroots.
Very much.
And then you bring back the whole retro feel of the drive-in that's showing some classic movies.
Oh,
right now.
Yep, Friday the 13th, Army of Darkness.
It doesn't hurt
Halloween.
That you got Ari Lehman here, too.
Oh, great guy. And I'd never seen his band before, which is him and a drummer.
Check him out, by the way.
Did you? Awesome. I never knew that it was just him and a drummer.
Sorry about that.
Great time, though. Absolutely great time. Great seeing you again.
Yeah.
Seems like I see you like maybe once or twice a year at a convention. Finally, I'm
this
on your
time
turf.
He's in my hometown.
I know.
So
I got to be good.
Close to my hometown.
So. I got to be good. I can't be a smart moth now.
That's all right. Well, so you said that you have an upcoming project.
Yes.
Is there anything you can tell us about that?
You know,
no spoilers, obviously.
I feel like giving you a scoop. I wish I could say for sure this is going to happen, but I'm going to go ahead and kind of go out on a limb here, all right?
All right.
Is that okay?
Go for it.
All right. Well, I'm thinking, okay, the new movie is called Noirmageddon, Anvil thriller. It's an homage to, of course, you know, film noir from like the 50s, 40s, 60s, you know, that era. It's also a sci-fi. It's also horror. And it's got a lot of cool stuff in it. And just like the Giant Rubber Monster movie, for those of you who are familiar with that, I've got some great cameos by horror hosts, including Marlena Midnight, Robin Graves, Count Dracula, Sigmund Zoid, Roxy Tyler is fantastic in this upcoming one. So I kind of went to that well again, and the movie just turned out, I mean, I shouldn't say this, but it really did turn out really good. I'm like, when this happens, I get so excited about it.
Yeah.
And I think what we're going to do is, kind of the thought is, we may premiere it on Midnight Mausoleum. So we may actually have a premiere on their show. And since they're in, I think that would work out great. So, you know, I'm like 98% sure that's what's going to happen. So I'll say it, and, you know, if I lie, I lie. But at least that's my intention.
Yeah.
And great, but it's great stuff. We love doing horror comedy. And it's been really good to us. We've sold a lot of movies, and hopefully we'll sell a lot more.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you very much. Go ahead and plug your sites and how to get a hold of you if anybody's interested in checking out any of your awesome movies.
Well, thank you so much.
Which will be reviewed on Slugcast sometime in the near future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've been bugging you to review my movies for about a year.
I've been
and a
bugging
half.
You that I need to do it. So.
Yes, well, I'm looking forward to what you have to say about them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bug you if I didn't think you're going to get a kick out of them, and I really do. But yeah, best way to reach me, The Italian Zombie Movie on Facebook, The Giant Rubber Monster Movie on Facebook, or just Thomas Burdinsky on Facebook. Check that all the time. We also have a website, ItalianZombieMovie.com, MySpace page, Italian Zombie Movie as well, but MySpace is a little slow these days, so probably Facebook is your best bet. And we do tell people where we're going. I put specials on Facebook for our movies all the time, let people know the cheapest ways to get them. I don't care how you get them, I want you to get them, you know, and I want you to get them at the best price ever, so I always do that kind of stuff.
All right. Hey. Well, thank you very much, man.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Well, there you go. That was Tom Burdinsky, director of the Italian Zombie movies and the Giant Rubber Monster movie, and apparently Noirmageddon. Can't wait for that, man. That's going to be awesome. So everybody needs to go check out his movies. And you know what? I'm half-assed saying that because I personally have not watched them myself. But when I do, you guys will be the first to know. I currently have actually a couple copies of his movie, I have all three of those movies that we've talked about. The only one I don't have is Noirmageddon because it's not out yet. But first thing I did when I got to Crypticon was, first I just started walking around and then saw the Midnight Mausoleum booth with Tom Burdinsky dressed as Sasquatch and walked up to him. Pulled out of my bag my copy that I bought from him at Horror Hound, yet still have not watched, of the Italian Zombie movies and the Giant Rubber Monster movie. And I said, hey, Tom, I'm going to need you to sign this. And that's how I let him know that I was there. He then took the DVD from me, signed it, to Slug, review my damn movie already. So, I'll be posting a picture of that on the show notes so you guys can see all that too. So, but yeah, Tom is a great guy. I support anything he does just due to his personality alone. And I have seen the Giant Rubber Monster movie, and it is fantastic. It is really entertaining. It's a short little film. It's maybe like 10, 15 minutes tops. It's kind of an homage to the kaiju movies that are huge in Japan. And if you don't know what a kaiju movie is, it's basically like Godzilla, Mothra, Gamera, Rodan, all those like giant rubber monster movies, hence the name of the movie. But that's Tom Burdinsky. That's how he does things, man. He's a great guy. super friendly. If you ever get the chance to meet him, if he's at a convention, go up, say hi, tell him you heard about him on Slugcast. If this is indeed where you first heard of him, even if you didn't, tell him that you said hi. Just great guy. So, anyway, Tom was there. As a side note, I hate to say that. That sounded so mean, Tom. I apologize for that one. But he was there in addition to, how about that, Tom? Does that sound better? In addition to the very lovely ladies from Midnight Mausoleum. So let's go ahead and hear from them.
All right, we are here live at Horror on the Boulevard, and I'm with the lovely ladies of Midnight Mausoleum.
Hello.
Feel free to introduce yourselves.
I'm Marlena Midnight. And I'm Robin Graves.
And why don't you guys tell me about your show that you guys do, Midnight Mausoleum.
We have puppets. And
that's part about it.
I know, right?
Cheesy movies.
Yep, puppets and cheesy movies. That is the name of our game. And we show the cheesy movies and we break them up into pieces. And then we do cool little skits, we being myself, Robin, and the awesome puppets. And it's just fun. It's like PG-13 rated, so you can even watch it with your little kids. And we're on two stations here in Kansas City.
What stations are those?
JCCC-TV. They will hurt me if I forget the C again. And KCHN, I think, is the other one.
Okay. And we'll have links to this in the show notes, so don't worry about that.
I won't.
Yeah. She won't worry about it. I will. So. And how long have you guys been doing this?
Ooh, 2-3 years? 3 years.
Awesome.
3 glorious years.
Mari with the assist.
Very nice. About how many do you guys consider them episodes or just full movies? How many do you have?
We have 4 seasons. We're working on the 5th one. And each season is anywhere from 10 to 12 episodes, depending on what we have to work with and how many movies we have. So okay. There's at least 40. There could be up to 48.
Damn. Right.
Plus new ones on the way.
Cool. Awesome. And what would you say your dream episode, the dream movie that you guys would do if you haven't done it already?
You go first.
I don't know.
Go.
I'm thinking.
Oh, she's picking.
Oh, all right. We'll come back to Robin.
I would say have to be Gremlins.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Because I love Gremlins, and they're cute, and there's fuzzy ones, and then there's mean ones. And it terrified me when I was a little kid, so I'm going with Gremlins.
Awesome.
I want to do all 3 of the Lord of the Rings movies.
I would watch every one of those.
If
so
not,
great.
Just Bad Taste, because that's a Peter Jackson movie. That's
so
awesome.
So great. Have you guys, would you do Dead Alive?
Yes.
For me?
Yeah.
Just do it for me?
Yeah. Right.
If cool. We could, we would. Man, if we could do awesome movies like that. Although then I'd be worried. Like, I wouldn't want to diminish the quality of the movies. So then we'd have to, like,
people
actually
be like,
step up
the
our
screen,
game.
You girls.
Yeah, they'd be like, move your snarky voices over. We're busy. So it's like, oh, well, can the puppets stay? And they'd be like, fine, the puppets can stay. Like, because everybody loves the puppets.
Well, I think that'll about wrap it up. I'll let you guys get back to the rest of your night. All right, and real quick, just go ahead and tell everybody your website, any contact information, if anybody wants to get a hold of you.
It's www.midnightmausoleum.com. There's a really cute little chihuahua. Its name's Chico. Oh, my God.
I think he's drinking spilled beer or vomit or something. Not really sure.
But, yeah, Midnight is M-I-D-N-I-T-E, mausoleum spelled the normal way. And you can find us on Facebook, too, if you want to. You can just look us up, Midnight Mausoleum. Yeah, that's about it. I don't know. Anything to add, Robin? Nope.
All right. Can you do your super famous line from Giant Robot Monster movie for me?
Superfly, shut your mouth.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, that was the Midnight Mausoleum girls. Everybody needs to go check them out at www.midnightmausoleum.com, and a link will obviously be in the show notes for that as well. I don't know about you, but I would definitely watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy if it was presented by the Midnight Mausoleum girls. So, on that note, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. Again, everybody needs to go check out Horror on the Boulevard whenever it comes back around. Everybody needs to check that out. Support your local drive-in, any and all drive-ins, specifically the historic ones. We cannot let them close down. What they're doing as far as keeping that history alive needs to be supported. So everybody go do that. definitely check out the Italian zombie movies, Midnight Mausoleum, First Jason. Let's see. Any of the vendors that were there, if you happen to have gone, check out the vendors if you see them around again. So, yeah, that's pretty much going to wrap up this little episode. Hope you enjoyed it. And like I said, everybody check out Horror on the Boulevard. All right, bye. Slugcast is a proud member of Rebound Radio. Check it out at www.reboundradio.com.